Hello, 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 and welcome to this edition of A Quick Pint. Now, today I'd like to talk about some very interesting research which has been published in the Proceedings of the Royal Society, which is entitled Innovation Across 13 Ungulate Species, Problem Solvers Are Less Integrated in the Social Group and Less Neophobic, by Alvaro Cacoya et al. And essentially, what this seems to show is that you have something like the relationship between creativity and autism even in animals. So we've looked before at this relationship, between creativity, problem solving, and autism, and what autism is, of course, characterised by is that you are very, very high in systematising, and thus, to a certain extent, good at solving problems. That you are very focused on solving problems, and you are very obsessive with regard to solving problems. That you have a strong desire to make sense of the world, and a strong ability to make sense of the world and to solve problems, and this sits on a spectrum at the other end of which is essentially a certain kind of empathy, i.e. that you are good at empathy, you are good at reading the external signals of internal states, and you are therefore good at getting on with people, you are interested in getting on with people, and essentially you are socially skilled, you are socially gifted, and these seem to sit on a spectrum, with people that are high in autism being low in that kind of empathy, and thus not socially skilled and not socially gifted, but they are good at solving problems. And what this, of course, leads to is a relationship between autism and problem solving, and therefore autism and certain kinds of creativity. We've looked at that in earlier videos. Now, in so much as the human being is really just an advanced form of ape, you would expect that relationship to exist in other animals. And this study, very interesting, it shows that it indeed does. They looked at 13 species and they found that they would set up problems for these animals. They would observe them over time to observe how pro-social each animal was, how integrated it was into the group, how friendly it was, basically. And also they observed how open it was to change and things like that by putting unusual things next to their food bowls and that kind of thing. And they looked at goats, they looked at camels, they looked at giraffes, they looked at deer, they looked at gazelles. This is at zoos in Germany and zoos in France and in Spain. And again and again and again, overall they looked at 111 different animals. And what they found was that those that were less socially adapted, those that were less integrated into the group, those that were in some ways perhaps lower in the hierarchy of the group, were better at solving these non-social problems, better at solving these problems of how to get a lid off a new item, how to solve a new problem. Now, the thing that wasn't quite the same as with autism was that they were also less neophobic. So these same animals that were less socially skilled, less socially aware, and better at solving problems were also, in a sense, higher in openness. They were less frightened by new things, and they were more inclined to investigate new things. Now, that's an interesting tension in autism, isn't it? Because on the one hand, autistics tend to hate new things because new things are just something frightening and a sign of chaos. But on the other hand, if they desperately want to solve problems, then they have to be able to take into account the possibility of new things and new information and, as it were, go there, be low in a kind of impulse control, be open to new things in a way that other people are not, because that makes you more able to solve problems. And so in that sense, being interested in new things, being prepared to test new things in the pursuit of solving a problem and of systematising could kind of be characteristic of autism. So I thought that was very interesting. We have it now not just in humans, but also in a load of other animals, that there is this spectrum with essentially autism, i.e. systematising, problem-solving, obsessiveness at one end, and social skill and empathy and being interested in the feelings of others at the other. So I just thought I would let you know about that. So Christus now say, Kor Esther, Huva Parsi Einen, Happy Easter, and goodbye!
Hello, hello, hello! The Jolly Heretic is an online public house which meets on Mondays and Thursdays at 7 p.m. UK time, 2 p.m. New York, in which we discuss the kind of based, fearless science which is increasingly expunged from our woke joke universities. If you would like to help the Jolly Heretic public house, and there are many ways you can do so, please, please, please become one of my patrons on subscribe. subscribe star. Also, if you want to, you can donate to the channel using Odyssey and Entropy, and you can also purchase Jolly Heretic merchandise, such as shirts and mugs. All of the links are in the description. Again, I'd be most violently grateful if you could assist the Jolly Heretic Public House, and I will see you all soon, and goodbye!